Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, you guys.
How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We are doing great. Can't imagine we're anywhere close to your level, though, getting ready to release your second album. How stoked are you?
I can't really put it into words. I'm just so excited it's finally out.
Is it kind of like a sense of relief that you finally have your second album done? Because I know the pressure after getting the first one done and cranking out number two, what are you feeling?
Yeah, like you said, definitely a sense of relief because I really gave myself time to make this album. I didn't want to just rush it. So we took a good 3 years to make it. And now that it's out, I'm just excited to see what songs become like fan favorites. And, you know, it's so exciting.
Well, I love your timing that your album Girl is going to be released on International Women's Day. Besides your album coming out, do you have any big plans?
Well, I'm kicking off my tour, so that's a big one.
That's huge.
It's tomorrow in Chicago is the first date. So it's kind of a big celebratory weekend. We're not wasting any time.
Who is the most badass woman you know?
I mean, probably my mom. I know that sounds so cliche, but when you say badass, I definitely think of Kelly Morris. She's such a like self-starter and, you know, came from nothing and really built her way up and does what she loves every day. So I feel like I kind of mirror myself after her.
Going back to the tour, you're going to be paying us a visit March 28th at the House of Blues. What's the craziest fan encounter you've ever had?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like my particular fan base is very chill and very down to earth and normal. I do think when I was in South America last summer opening for Niall Horan, who's in One Direction, that was probably like the craziest fan encounters I've seen, just because like in South America, those fans are diehards. So they definitely were excited to see us.
well, on the new album, you have a song called Make Out With Me. How do you feel about PDA?
If it's real and genuine, I'm all about it. If it's like for show or fake, then it's just creepy and gross.
Keep it to yourself. You wrote with your husband on the album, and it seems like you guys totally click. But is that the same when it comes to the creative process, or do you guys sometimes totally bicker about what you think should be written?
No, we have a pretty easy relationship when it comes to our writing, because that's how we met. We were paired together to write a song 6 years ago. So that's been our entire relationship, is just being creative and writing songs with each other. So we never really bicker. We just have a really great chemistry in the writing room. And you know, obviously now we're married, so that's way more important to us than ever writing a good song together again. But luckily, we do write well together still.
One thing a lot of people might not know about you is that you attended the first ever Grammy camp here in LA when you were 14. If you could go back and give 14-year-old Marin one piece of advice, what would that be?
Be patient, because it's not going to pop off for a while for you.
But when it does, it'll be awesome.
It'll be awesome, but you just got to wait. It's not going to happen next year or the next couple of years, but when it does, it's going to be amazing and beyond your wildest dreams. So just be patient.
All right, you're a fellow Bachelor watcher. If you had to choose one country artist to be the next Bachelor or Bachelorette, who would it be?
Oh, God. Who's single right now? I feel like everyone's paired up. Yeah, well, no, he's got a boyfriend, too.
The two names that come to mind for me, guys, Brett Eldridge, girl, Lauren Elena.
Ooh, okay, yeah, that's good. I would stand behind that. I'd watch that show.
All right, we'll call Chris Harrison today and see what we can do.
Perfect.
Well, Mary, congrats on the new album, Girl, dropping tomorrow, and then, of course, going out on tour. Can't wait to see you when you come out our way.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.